Here's the downside of a good news business story. The good news is that new car sales are booming. The bad news is that many buyers are paying for those cars with different kinds of car loans. They're taking longer to pay back the money. Nearly one-third of new loans now last 74 months or longer. Do a little math. That's more than 6 years. That may hurt consumers now or hurt the industry later. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
There comes a day in every car owner's life when she knows it's time. For Carolyn Ballard of Atlanta, Georgia, that happened last July while driving her old SUV with misfiring cylinders.
So, I mean, I drove to the dealership with the car literally chugging along. I mean, in traffic on the interstate, I was just sweating, thinking I've just got to get to the dealership so I can get rid of this before I put any more money into it.
Ballard wanted a late model Honda Accord she'd seen on her local dealership's website, but by the time she got there, it was gone. But there were plenty of new Accords.
I said, if you can get my payments under $250 a month, I will consider taking this car.
No problem. Ballard got a loan from Wells Fargo at a great rate, 2.5%, for 74 months. That's 6 years. Six-year car loans used to be in the minority. Now they're the norm, and loans of 7 or 8 years are becoming popular. Ed Kim, an analyst with Auto Pacific, says one thing driving the trend is the cars themselves.
Consumers are demanding a lot more technology in their vehicles, infotainment technologies. There's also a lot more safety features that are in vehicles now, emissions and efficiency technologies that are in vehicles now that are making vehicles cost a lot more.
But Kim says the main reason is many consumers haven't recovered from the recession, so that new car payment has to be stretched out over more years. Melinda Zabritsky isn't too worried for consumers. She's with Experian Automotive, a subsidiary of the credit rating agency Experian. She says longer car loans often make sense, especially for people on a tight budget.
Well, if we all had the luxury to take, a 36 or 48-month term loan, we would. But the bottom line is, average consumer just can't afford that.
That reasoning drives consumer advocate Mike Santi nuts. He's with Interest.com and says people on a budget are precisely the ones who shouldn't be taking out long loans.
They're a way to get people into cars that are more expensive than they should really be buying. It's these kinds of decisions that you make that will truly determine how much money you have later in life.
Santi argues that people should pay off their cars within 4 years, which can mean buying a less expensive or used car. While it's easy to get a super long loan at certain automakers like Kia, Honda is trying to buck the trend. After all, the equity that owners still have in their vehicles come trade-in time is a big selling point for Honda, and long loans destroy that equity. Honda Vice President John Mendel says 6, 7, or 8 years is just too long to pay off a car.
I don't know what the average marriage lasts in the U.S. today. It might be less than the average car loan.
Mendel hopes his competitors start using more discipline, but that may be wishful thinking. When interest rates go up, a new car will become even more expensive, which will likely push more consumers into longer loans. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton.